This is James Butler of Sex Clock 5, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to hear brand new local music from the Hudson-based band Beethoven. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service, local better weather from the Catskill Makers Syndicate, and it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy finishes singing this song, Newsnet. And then it's time for the WGXC local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network, network. This is the news.
Greene County will host the Household Hazardous Waste Collection event from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on October 9th. While Greene County's webpage for the event does not include the location, the webpage for the waste transfer stations in the county says it is at Greene County Highway Department, 67 Scott Lane in Athens. Anyone dropping off household hazardous waste must prove they are a county resident with a driver's license or utility bill. Normal trash and electronics and recyclables will not be accepted. Residents must attend at times by their last names, and those with the first letter of their last name beginning with A through F allowed to drop off at 8 to 9 a.m., letters G through K from 9 to 10 a.m., L through P from 10 to 11 a.m., Q through U from 11 a.m. until noon, and V through Z from noon until 1 p.m.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Your audio-visual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Oak Pizzeria Napolitana in Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Philip Pants reports for the Times Union that at least a dozen residents in Chatham earlier this week discovered white supremacist literature in their yards, apparently left there by a group calling itself White Lives Matter New York. The flyers called for activists in a struggle against white racism, and one promoting a documentary called Europa, The Last Battle. The items in sandwich bags and weighted down with dry beans were thrown from cars, according to residents. At the same time, residents in Rosendale and New Paltz also reported on social media they had been flyered by White Lives Matter New York. White New Yorkers take notice, unquote, read one flyer found in a mailbox in Rosendale. Quote, the WLM New York Colonial Guard is here to stand for you. Are you ready to join them in activism and earn your patch, unquote? White Lives Matter describes itself as, quote, dedicated to the promotion of the white race and taking positive action as a united voice against issues facing our race, unquote. The Southern Poverty Law Center defines the group as an extremist neo-Nazi movement. It is decentralized with local cells across the United States and arose in response to the Black Lives Matter. In December of 2021 and January of this year, White Lives Matter stickers and flyers were reported in several locations around Columbia and Greene counties, according to Hate Watch Report, an online clearinghouse for racist propaganda in the region. The group also held a rally in Woodstock in February, where about a dozen white supremacists turned up on the village green. And on the same day in May, when a mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket put a renewed focus on, quote, replacement theory, unquote, White Lives Matter hung a banner above Interstate 90 in Chatham. Village Mayor John Howell said the police department first received two or three reports about the flyers, but eventually found, quote, close to 20, unquote, in the village. Howell said, quote, we'd like to identify who these people are. It's not considered criminal at this time, but it's troubling, to say the least. We don't want to turn this into something more than what it is, unquote. Those with information are asked to contact the village police department at 518-392-3451 or the village clerk at 518-392-5821, extension 2. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Rick Collin reports for the Times Union that Heather Goodall, an Amazon employee who is leading the unionization efforts at the company's Kodak Fulfillment Center from the company's Human Resources Central Investigations Office in Portland, Oregon. Goodall asked during the interview, which she recorded, and I quote, let me get this. Are you calling to tell me you're investigating a complaint that Heather has a lot of good things to say? End quote. The investigator said yes. He was investigating an allegation that, and I quote, Heather has a lot of good things to say, end quote. Goodall has done several interviews with newspapers and radio and television stations about efforts to make this Kodak Amazon Center a union workplace. Seth Goldstein, a lawyer representing the Amazon Labor Union, said, and I quote, it's extraordinary, end quote. Goldstein said she's filing a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board because he says the interview amounted to coercion and a threat against Goodall because of her union activity. An Amazon spokesperson declined to comment. The investigator said during the call with Goodall, and I quote, you know how things are. My job is really just to ask the question and to understand what happened and why, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Robin K. Cooper reports for the Albany Business Review that the former Lighthouse Marina in Craryville in Copaic Lake has been purchased by John Urban and his family. They have plans to reopen an on-site bar and restaurant. Urban and his investment partners bought the 1.6-acre boat club for $2.3 million, including $700,000 for the business, according to real estate agent John Barbato, who represented the seller, Dominic Sinisi. The transaction was completed September 21st, and the details became public after the deed was filed with the county clerk's office last week. To keep the marina business running, the Urban Group partners with Nichols Marine of Albany to manage the boat service, repairs, and winter storage business. In the past, the marina has rented its 48 boat slips seasonally at a rate of $2,500 apiece. The marina name has been changed to Mickey's Marina, a tribute to former Copaic Lake area businessman and seaplane operator Michael Bronstein, who died in 2013. In addition to reopening the restaurant and bar, the new owners will generate revenue renting out the three-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment on the property called the Captain's Quarters. The Urban family is originally from the Poughkeepsie area and has lived in the Copaic Lake community for 30 years. They also own the Copaic Country Club. The group plans to take some time to come up with a business plan. They have not yet picked a theme for the restaurant or decided whether it will operate seasonally or year-round. Read more about the story in the Albany Business Review.
Sarah Holthouse reports for the Post Journal that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is asking the U.S. Government Accountability Office to reevaluate the system for pricing milk for small farms. Gillibrand chairs the Senate Agricultural Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, Poultry, Local Food Systems, and Food Safety and Security, and passed the Dairy Pricing Opportunity Act that seeks to reform and modernize the federal milk pricing system. Gillibrand said on September 29th, and I quote, "New York State is the fifth largest dairy producing state in the country, and yet we see our small farmers filing for bankruptcy and sadly committing suicide. Our current milk pricing system is wholly inadequate and nearly a century out of date. It is time for comprehensive reform. We need a system that fairly compensates our dairy farmers, reflects the modern marketplace, and puts power back in farmers' hands," end quote. Gillibrand claims that many small farmers lose money producing milk and that the U.S. has lost nearly 60% of its dairy operations since 2003. She says she is trying to get the pricing system to reflect the actual cost on small farms. Read more about this story in the Post Journal.
Andrea Macco is reporting for Porcupine Soup that the Old Quarry Steakhouse is a thing of the past. Demolition crews last week tore down the once landmark restaurant and banquet hall on Route 26 in Climax, which had been abandoned since a suspicious fire destroyed the building in August 2019. After a report from the Coxsackie Code Enforcement Department cited the unsafe condition of the building, the town board voted to have it razed. Property owner Joseph Pasqualano was invited to a hearing on July 12th but declined to appear. The following day, the town issued a request for a proposal for the demolition, cleanup, and leveling of the site. The job went to Provincial Contractor Services of Castleton for $32,000. By October 2nd, the building was completely leveled and only a dumpster, some debris, and a piece of heavy equipment remained on the site. JEH Properties 1, with an address in White Plains, is the legal owner of the property, according to tax and deed records. But Pasqualone was previously been publicly identified as the owner behind JEH. Earlier this year, the property made Greene County's list of delinquent tax foreclosures, and it could have been auctioned at the county's October 10th foreclosure auction. Quote, "However, the property owner has filed bankruptcy, which automatically stays any legal actions against the property owner and their property," unquote, said attorney Maria LaRosa, director of taxes for the Greene County Treasurer's Office. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com.
Two sourdough breads made by C&B Kitchen in Cairo were recognized last week at the World Bread Awards, September 17th through 21st in Las Vegas. The Cairo's Kitchen, Dark Bear Sourbrow, and Arboreal Breads were given gold recognition in the sourdough category, with 11 other breads from around the country at the award. The Tiptree World Bread Awards, launched in 2018, are with the International Baking Industry Exposition and open to professional and amateur bakers. The C&B Kitchen used to be located on Route 145, but recently moved to a storefront on Main Street in Cairo.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly between 8 a.m. and noon. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature high near 63 degrees. There will be patchy fog after 4 a.m. on Wednesday night. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 44 degrees. And on Thursday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 49 degrees. And that's your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, October 5th. We have all kinds of great live local radio on WGXC, including at 11 a.m. Miyuko Fujino is live with the Mirage Station from the WGXC Acre studio. Then WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Acre again at 4 p.m. And we may hear recordings from the Caro Cannabis hearing from Monday, October 3rd. At 7 p.m., we're live from Brooklyn with WBAI's Off the Hook program, simulcast on WGXC. It's from the Hacker Quarterly 2600. It's all about technology. Then Rock and Roll High School is live from Hudson at 8 p.m. with Peter McPartland and Anya Kanovskaya. And at midnight, after the local news, Peter Aaron is live with Go Go Kitty, 2 hours of rock and roll and more, simulcast from Radio Kingston on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The archetypal student-teacher romance gets turned on its head in the U.S. premiere of Hannah Moskowitz's Sexual Misconduct of the Middle Classes at the Catskills Bridge Street Theater, October 13th through 23rd. The new play was the winner of the 2021 Canadian Governor General's Literary Award for English Language Drama, and it's showing Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity? Whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, October 5th. Local early morning temperatures range from 46 degrees in Durham to 52 in Ankrum. Regional average soil temperature is 55 degrees. And you can see it's pretty much just playing catch up with the average air temperature. Rainy and cool conditions will be around this morning. A high of 62 happens at 3 p.m. Rain will taper off by 4 p.m. Overnight, we dip to 45 degrees, then see a big bounce hitting 72 degrees around 3 p.m. Add some partly cloudy skies, and tomorrow is shaping up to be pretty beautiful. However, a little rain falls overnight, and we will see a low of 53 degrees. Friday, gloomy afternoon with a high of 65. Saturday should be cool and dry with mostly sunny skies. It'll have a high of only 57. Time for a little good news and a little bad news, depending on your perspective. First, the generally good news. The hills are bursting with color. Windham and Hunter are approaching peak. Get out and check it out as we chase that peak color down the elevations. And now for some, the possibly bad news. The return of the closest possible snowfall. That's right. Possibly falling today, 1,750 miles away, near the New Mexico town of Santa Fe, will be snow. Don't worry, folks, it's not going to be here soon, but we're just tracking it down. Which also means it's a good time to round off those fall prep tips. It's vehicle time. Be sure to have things like a first aid kit, blanket, emergency food, and water. Backup cell phone battery bank isn't a bad idea either. Inspect and replace any tires if necessary. Throw the chains in the trunk. Just an idea. You guys, I know I might be getting ahead of myself there. But it's also important to seal cracks in your driveways before ice and water magnify the damage. And think about getting that winter stuff while you have time to look for deals. Chapstick, salt, winter clothes, antifreeze, gas stabilizers for the lawnmower. Get ahead of it. Be the ant, not the grasshopper. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:16 a.m., high tide at 11:56 a.m., low tide again at 6:30 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 61.5 degrees, and the current strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 6:18 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:52 a.m. Looking way up, we see big ol' sunspot AR3112 is angry and ready to pop. Flare chances are at 65% for M and 30% for X class flares today. Solar wind speed is currently 529 kilometers per second at 10.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair across the board, with good conditions below 2 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 153, and this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heath Iverson of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
To call the Singularity Show, hosted by the Catskill Makers, call 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400.
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity? Whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Singularity Radio Program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Singularity Radio Program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Call 518-697-7400 to ask a question or join the fun.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fish City. If you don't want to go to Fish City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head, and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a-saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're a hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head, and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a-saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with.
breezes are blowing the leaves from the trees. Everything is free. Everything but me. I'm gonna take this chain from around my finger, throw her just as far as I can sling her, 'cause I wanna be free. When my baby left me, everything died, but a little blue bird's singing just outside, singing tweedledee-dee. Fly away with me. Well, you know I think I'm gonna live. Got a lot of love left in my heart to give, and I wanna be free. Wanna be free. I've released my heart, my soul, and my mind, and I'm a feeling fine. I broke the chain, the ringing of gold, before it broke my mind. Well, look who's a crying, and it ain't me, 'cause I can hardly hear and I can't half see. Did I want to be free?
Welcome to 2022 Tonks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is the result of efforts of grassroots action, strategic initiative, very clear planning from our union, but then action by people in each of their congressional districts.
Association of Flight Attendants President Sarah Nelson announced a new federal rule requiring flight attendants to receive at least 10 hours rest between shifts. Airlines will have 90 days to comply once the rule takes effect. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday challenging Alabama's new congressional map. Advocates argued the state violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting the political power of black voters when it failed to create a second district in which they make up a near majority. Justice Elena Kagan.
You're looking at a state where there are 27% of the population is African American, but only one of seven districts.
President Biden meets today with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and tourist damage in Fort Myers from Hurricane Ian. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
When it comes to delivering and making sure that the people of Florida have what they need, especially after Hurricane Ian, we are working as one.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke Tuesday at the second meeting of the Federal Task Force on Reproductive Health Care Access.
Today, extremist so-called leaders are attacking the freedom and liberty of millions of women. At a state level in Arizona, for example, a judge recently upheld an 1864, that's not a statute, that's the year, 1864 abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Abortion now ranks in the top five issues among Latino voters, according to Clarissa Martinez de Castro of Unidos U.S., Martinez de Castro says long-term trends are shifting heading into midterm elections.
Latinos have tended to about two-thirds support Democrats, about one-third support Republicans. The Republican Party had lost some ground in that third of support.
The Education Department says some borrowers with Perkins loans and federal family education loans may no longer be eligible for debt relief. Young America's Foundation President Scott Walker says today's students eye the cost of college with more skepticism than ever before.
What we saw is the universities just said, oh, great. So our students have more access to loans they can take out to pay higher tuition. And they kept jacking up tuition up along the way.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we introduced you to a landmark case in election law before the U.S. Supreme Court called Moore versus Harper, testing the independent state legislature theory. But it's rooted in the argument of one man whose document even James Madison thought was sketchy. Scholars from the Brennan Center for Justice wrote in Politico in September that the story begins at the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Delegate Charles Pinckney of South Carolina had proposed that legislatures should elect federal representatives. His original plan was lost, but in 1818 he produced what he said was a copy. Problem was, James Madison and other delegates said it wasn't his original proposal and that his original proposal had been rejected. Their suspicions were backed up by the minutes of the Constitutional Convention. Fast forward to 2022, where the North Carolina legislature cites Pinckney's apparently fraudulent document as evidence that the framers intended legislatures to have power over all election matters. In fact, the Constitution only dictates that the times, places, and manner of congressional elections shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, unless Congress chooses to make or alter the rules. Should the majority of our U.S. Supreme Court buy into this shaky theory, it will have a sweeping impact on each state's elections and certification procedures. More on that impact in our next report. We have links to details on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Shadows are falling, and I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep, and time is running away. Feel like my soul has turned into steel. I've still got the scars, not the sun and nail. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. And my sense of humanity has gone down the drain. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. She put down in what was in her mind. I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. I've been to London, and I've been to Gamery. I followed the river, and I got to the sea. I've been down on the bottom of a world full of lies. I ain't looking for nothing. Sometimes my burden is more than I can bear. It's
It's not dark yet, but it's getting
A new piece of legislation would provide New Yorkers with further access to electric vehicles. The direct EV sales bill, still under consideration by the New York legislature, would remove restrictions on the sale of electric vehicles. Currently, 5 stores, all of which are downstate in New York City and Long Island, can sell EVs directly to consumers. James Chen with EV maker Rivian finds that allowing this level of access is long overdue. As the U.S. makes the push to get more people driving electric vehicles, Chen says the lack of direct sales has been a roadblock, making it harder for the public to get information about electric vehicles.
The prohibition on direct sales in a number of states, including New York, really has stifled the ability for consumers to learn about them. I mean, at the end of the day, to be able to purchase or to be able to sell an electric vehicle, there's a lot more involved than the traditional gasoline-powered vehicle.
He notes that when people go to buy a gasoline-powered vehicle, there's more research done beforehand, and they're familiar with the technology. However, without direct sales, people are left with many questions about EVs that dealers aren't able to answer right away. This unfamiliarity has kept electric vehicles from being in vogue, but, he says, passage of this new bill would address many lingering doubts. Despite moving toward electric vehicles, there are still plenty of detractors who Chen sees as motivated by misconceptions. One in particular has been that EVs are somewhat lesser than gasoline-powered cars.
I think the biggest misconception is that the vehicle is somehow a compromise, whether it be range or the ability to find a place to charge up. Most people will charge up, 70-80% of charging will be at home. You come home at night, you plug in your vehicle, and you wake up every morning with a quote-unquote full tank.
Some critics say the legislation gets around current regulations. Actually, Chen says the new bill would allow electric vehicle companies to invest in New York State and widen the market for consumer variety. He says this would regulate new EV companies and would allow people to have alternatives for where to buy EVs. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
There's a way that you are in the back of my car, I'm wanting you to, with your eyes on the road, I'm letting it go, I'm letting you go. I don't take it in, I don't take it out, I don't take anything, but you go.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast. We start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobil in Caro has gas for $3.55 a gallon. That is the lowest price. The air quality forecast is 21, up slightly from a 15 on Tuesday, but still in the good range. The UV index is just a 2 again on Wednesday, so don't worry too much about the sunscreen. That's because Wednesday, scattered showers are possible with mostly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain, and a high near 61, according to the National Weather Service in Albany. They say there'll be a northwest wind 6 to 8 miles per hour on Wednesday, spinning local windmills. Wednesday night, the forecast is for partly cloudy skies with a low around 45. Thursday should be sunny with a high of 71 and a low around 50. Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 67 and a low around 38. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.